We're going to get started in just a minute, but before we do, I want to talk to you about Anchor by Spotify. It is the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. This is what I use for my podcast, and it is fantastic. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to another episode of the March or Die podcast. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to spend some time with me, and I trust that this will be a help and an encouragement to you. This podcast, if you've listened to it in the past, you know, is designed to help us answer the question, how do we move forward when the world around us is falling apart? How do we move forward when the world around us is falling apart? And connected to that, this week I'd like to answer another question to help us answer the first question. And here's the question for this week. What is a hero? What is a hero? Have you ever asked yourself that question? We see heroes on the big screen. We're kind of taken with heroes and heroism, and we're kind of enamored with this. But what really is a hero? We have those that we talk about in the military heroes. We talk about those in the sports world as sports heroes. We talk about those in just about every area of life as doing something more than average, and therefore we call them heroes. But are they heroes? What makes someone a hero? What is a hero? I think understanding this will help us to understand in a better way how we can move forward when the world around us is falling apart. In many ways, what is required to move forward is heroic action. I'm going to talk about that today, and again, so thankful to have you with me. If you're watching on YouTube and you have not yet subscribed, please do that. Hit the subscribe button there, whatever it's called. You know what I'm talking about. It says subscribe. Hit that. Hit the notification bell. Really important. The notification bell lets you know when more content comes onto the channel, and we can share that with you. This show is there. Other content that I produce is there as well, and I would love to share that with you. If you're listening to the podcast and not watching on YouTube, you can jump over to YouTube. You can subscribe. You can check out some of the other content, but make sure that you are subscribed to this feed, wherever it is that you listen to podcasts, and then you'll know when new episodes come out, and that would be awesome. I also wanted to mention today that I do write a blog, and when I come to this show, this podcast, the March or Die podcast, much of what I talk about I've already written about during the week, and I try to break these questions and issues down in a number of different ways. So you can check out the blog as well. Just use my name, jeremystalnecker.com. You can find it there, and again, other content. Also, social media. You can find me on just about every social media platform. I tend these days to use Instagram a little bit more than the others, but I'm on the others as well, and have a Facebook page, of course, and Twitter. I don't love Twitter. I don't even go there very often. But my content is put there. So if that's you, you can follow me there. But love to interact on Instagram as well. So thank you for that. And I look forward to connecting. If this is helpful to you, leave a comment, share it out, and that would be awesome. So here's the question in front of us. What does it mean to be a hero? Or how do we define heroes? What does any of this mean? I feel like this is so overused. We say they're a hero because they did something extraordinary in sports. They're a hero because they did something that is extraordinary, but certainly in line with their job, with the thing that they're supposed to do. Does that make them a hero? And then how does understanding the answer to this question move us forward when it feels like our world is falling apart? I've given so many thoughts and so many really principles for moving forward. But this is super important. We, in a very real way, when we're talking about moving forward in the face of difficulty, need to act heroically. You see, the reason we talk about this is because so many people, when they're faced with difficulty, when they're faced with obstacles, they stop moving forward. In fact, I would say that's most people. Most people are where they are in their lives because they did pretty well, then they hit an obstacle that they felt was bigger than they were able to overcome, and they stopped. They didn't continue moving forward. Because so often what is required to move forward, to move beyond the obstacles, to move beyond the difficulties, to move forward in spite of the enemies, so often what is needed is heroism. You have to be a hero. But what does any of that even mean? Perhaps you have some favorite characters in history. I know I certainly do. There are many. There's a missionary hero of mine. And he was a hero. His name is Jim Elliot. Perhaps you've heard of Jim Elliot. If you've been around the church, you've been around Christianity long, perhaps you've heard of him. Jim Elliot was a missionary. He was someone that believed it was his responsibility to go to places where they didn't know about God and they didn't know about Jesus or the Bible and tell them about these things and help them to understand why they were created and all of the things that missionaries do. His goal, really, was to go to Ecuador, and he spent many years preparing for that. Just an extraordinary individual. You can find out a lot about him online, Jim Elliot. I want to read a little bit of his story, several sentences here, of his story from a brief biography of his adventure in Ecuador. It says this: Elliot and four other missionaries made contact from their Piper PA-14 airplane with the Huarani Indians. Now, he's in Ecuador. The Huarani Indians were an untouched people group, meaning they had never interacted with people outside of the Amazon basin there in Ecuador. They hadn't spent much time really with anyone who would be seen as maybe Western or civilized in the sense that we would understand it. This is where Jim Elliot and his fellow missionaries wanted to go. They flew a plane in. He says, using a loudspeaker and a basket to pass down gifts. This is how they first made contact. After several months, the men decided to build a base a short distance from the Indian village along the Kuray River. There they were approached one time by a small group of Huarani and even gave an airplane ride to one curious Huarani whom they called George. Encouraged by these friendly encounters, they began plans to visit the Huarani. Their plans were preempted by the arrival of a larger group of about 10 Huarani warriors who killed Elliot and his four companions on January 8, 1956. Jim Elliot was the first of the five missionaries killed when he and Peter Fleming were greeting two of those attackers. Elliot's body was found downstream along with those of the other men, except that of Ed McCauley, who was never found. This is a crazy story, of course. Crazy story. Jim Elliot and his friends decided to go to these Indians in Ecuador, these men and women who didn't know the truth of God or Jesus or the Bible, and they simply wanted to give, to share with them the truth. And in the process of doing that, they lost their lives. Now, we could say this was one of those accidental things that they didn't understand the danger. They didn't know what was really at stake, and they went and made a mistake. On October 28th, 1949, this is 7 years before this event, his journal entry for this day, October 28th, 1949, expresses his belief that work dedicated to Jesus was more important than his life. Here's what he wrote, and this is a phrase that sums up his life and work and has been used so much. Here's what he said. He said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose." He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose. There's a note next to that phrase from Luke 16:9, that when it shall fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. Here's what I believe about Jim Elliot. Jim Elliot was a missionary who had a heart to share what he believed was the truth with those who didn't know it. but he did so with complete understanding of the risk involved. He believed that he could, and I believe he thought certainly would, eventually lose his life to do what needed to be done. Is that an incredible story? So when we look at that story and many like it, what does it mean to be a hero? I would submit that a hero is a person who acts courageously. I've talked about courage in the past. Again, the blog I mentioned earlier, you can go over there and check that out. I wrote about courage. What is courage and defined it? Courage is this. This is my definition of courage. Courage is an act taken alone with full knowledge that the consequences of that act may be detrimental to one's physical well-being, livelihood, or acceptance by family and peers for a purpose bigger than themselves. I had to work through this definition of courage and tried to understand it in my mind. I just read you the whole thing. Again, you can go read it if you'd like to, but let me sum this up for you. Courage is understanding the risks involved in the act you're contemplating, risks to you physically. Maybe you'll be hurt or maybe you'll lose your life. Maybe your reputation will be hurt somehow or damaged. Maybe your friends and family will reject you. Maybe you'll lose everything financially. It's understanding the risks, but realizing that what you need to do is for a cause bigger than yourself and doing it in spite of the risks. That's courage. We use that word a lot too. We throw it around. You know what a hero is? A hero is someone who has courage and then acts. They act courageously. A hero is this. I've got four points for you. A hero understands the cause, the why. They look at the situation and they understand that the situation is bigger than themselves. So a hero, first of all, understands the cause. Heroes are not people who fall into something that seems to be to us heroic. A hero is someone who understands the cause. Now check this out. Here's how this applies to us when we're talking about moving forward when the world around us seems to be falling apart. You know why a lot of people stop? I've talked about this before. We talk about dying, not in a physical sense, but in that relational and emotional and spiritual sense. They give up. They quit. They allow the overwhelming circumstance to prevent forward movement. You know why people do that? Because they either never knew or have forgotten the cause, the why. You see, when the cause is bigger than the obstacle in front of you, you will move forward in spite of what may be happening around you, your circumstance. A hero is someone that understands the cause. They can look at someone in their family, a child perhaps, and say, you know, the cause is bigger than me. Heroes come in so many different places. I believe some of the most heroic people I've ever met are parents who work jobs that they'd rather not work, longer hours than they probably should, sacrificing their own wants and desires so that they can provide for their children. We've got it pretty good in the United States. That scenario plays out here in the United States. It certainly plays out in a lot of other places around the world. Parents doing the best they can, working as hard as they can, not for themselves. They'd give up if it was about them, but for the cause, taking care of their children. We see this in the military. When we talk about military heroes, what is a military hero? A military hero is someone that understands the cause. And maybe the cause is keeping their fellow warriors alive. Maybe it's securing a position that will protect others. Whatever that is, they understand the cause and they're willing to do what's necessary for the cause. I could go on and on. Maybe your cause is different. But a hero is someone who understands the cause, the why. Do you understand the why? Why are you moving forward? Why are you seeking to accomplish the things that you are? You have to understand the why. A hero understands the cause, but check this out. A hero understands the cost. I believe this is super important when we talk about heroism. I think some people, they get the cause. The cause is big. but they don't understand the cost. And so they roll into something. They do their best. Good on them for doing it. But that's different than the heroic act taken with full knowledge of the cost or potential cost. A hero is someone who understands the cause. It's a big cause. It's an important cause. But they also understand the cost or potential loss involved in doing what they're contemplating. Here's why this is so important. Because courageous, heroic acts are not done in ignorance. Isn't that what we say sometimes? That, well, they were ignorant. They didn't know. We talk about faith as being this ignorant thing, as burying your head in the sand or pretending like nothing bad is happening. That's absolutely not the truth. A hero, a courageous person, is someone who completely understands the truth, understands what is at stake, the potential cost, but they do it anyhow. You see, they understand the cause, they understand the cost, but a hero, get this, puts the cause before the cost. A hero puts the cause before the cost. This is a person, a mom, dad, someone in a relationship, a leader in some capacity, in some setting. Someone who says, I see the cause and it's important. The person is the cause. The organization is the cause. The thing is the cause. I get it. It's important. I also understand the cost. I've got both of these things. And then they put the cause in front of the cost. That's what a hero is. That's what a hero does. The fourth part of this is, again, really important when we talk about heroes. In our culture, in our modern American culture, heroes are bigger than life, probably otherworldly personalities, with superhuman strength or superhuman abilities, something none of us could attain to, but everyone knows about. A hero, a real hero in real life, is someone who understands the cause, understands the cost, puts the cause before the cost, and seeks no recognition. Now, they may get recognition, but they're not doing it for the recognition. A hero is someone that assumes the responsibility of the act, assumes the potential loss, but does so with no potential or pre-planned benefit to themselves. Because it's not about them. It's about the cause. It's about accomplishing something big and important, living for something bigger than themselves. It's entirely selfless. It's not about them. If you've listened to any of the other podcasts that I've done under the title March or Die, you've heard that phrase before. It's not about you. What we need, if we're going to move forward in any meaningful way, we need to be heroic. What the world needs is heroes. What the world needs are men and women who are pushing forward, who hit an obstacle, who hit a difficulty, who hit an enemy. But because they understand the cause, will put one foot in front of the other and move forward in spite of the cost. Not doing it for themselves. Although there may be a personal benefit, they don't do it for that reason. They do it for the benefit of others. Man. What is a hero? Like Jim Elliot. A hero is someone who makes the statement either out loud or in their heart. He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose. Be a hero, because it's heroes that move forward when the difficulties, the obstacles, and the enemies are the biggest. I hope that's a help to you. I hope it's an encouragement to you. I want to remind you, as I do every week, with those thoughts in mind, don't ever forget that when it does feel like your world is falling apart, when the bullets are flying, when you don't exactly know what to do, you only have two choices. Will you stay where you are and die? Just giving up. This is as far as I go. Or will you put one foot in front of the other and march? What are you going to do? Decide today that heroically, understanding the cause, in spite of the cost, you will march.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you loved struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.